back, and we have Ann Morrison, our scientist. The website is Twiland, TWILAND.info, and there's a direct link on our front page of NutriMedical.com. And one of the topics today, and of course, we usually do a post-show recap on our live stream. So if you sign up with live stream, you'll be able to get a notice. You can even call into the show or pose a question by going to Skype, signing in at NutriMedical1 and sending a request. We'll actually approve you. That's NutriMedical1. Don't try to call in because there's no call-in number. You want to sign in at NutriMedical1, and if you do have a call, you can actually open it up on Skype if we approve your questions to go ahead and ask them live. And so tell us what topics today.
Well, I'm going to spend most of the time talking about Elizabeth Kingia. That's a bacteria, and we're having an outbreak in Wisconsin, Michigan, and now in Illinois. And I have, I'm wondering if it's biowarfare. So we're going to be looking into that in detail. Then we're going to talk about the government accessing your phone's location, and also the EEOC inspecting a company's property without consent. Those have both been approved by the courts. Solar, right. We had an asteroid that exploded over Arizona early morning.
How big was the asteroid, do you think, to estimate?
They said 10 feet in diameter, tons, tens of tons in weight, and a 10 kiloton explosion, so like an atom bomb.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and then we've got some sprites over Oklahoma, and we have some echoes from the mesosphere.
Right.
And then we have a couple of things about Zika, and we had the third baby born in the United States. The mother came from Honduras.
Right. So what we're seeing is a lot of scary items happening. Now, most people don't realize, and I want to quote this again for people who haven't heard it before, only 4% of objects large enough to be a city crasher or larger are detected by U.S. Space Command by our nearest orbit satellite systems ringing the planet. That means a lot of asteroids and comets whip by the Earth or actually come close to the Earth or within what's one lunar diameter. And many of them are actually crashing to the planet, like the Chelyabinsk asteroid that zipped in and caused a major air explosion that shattered windows for up to 100 miles in southern Russia about 5-6 years ago. So people should start to grasp that these are not anomalous incidents. They are increasing in frequency, and that's the reason for it is there is an approach of a dwarf star in the outer solar system called the Nemesis, is what the we call Tyrone scientists refer to it, Nemesis dwarf star. The Atacama Large Millimeter Array, which is a gravitonic telescope, actually was out of mothballs for 5 years and upgraded in technology, came on. This is at the time when Professor McKenna got particularly upset with me and the scientists from Russia and elsewhere that proposed that maybe this was cosmic gravity waves that were shoving in hyper-elliptical orbiting comets that had never been in the inner solar system, such as Sighting Spring. These are being pushed in by a large object from deep space, but also the gravity waves affect volcanism and the nuclear activities inside every planet. For example, the sun is a nuclear generator. Of course, we know that. But most of the radiation is generated in the heliosphere of the outer part of the sun, not deep in the sun body. Believe it or not, you know what the temperature is on the surface of the sun? It's only 5 to 6,000 degrees. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Its temperature out in the heliosphere, out at anywhere from 100,000 miles, it's 100 million degrees. That's interesting, hey? Yeah, it's only the surface of the sun is only 5,000-6,000. I mean, it's just a balmy day on the sun's surface. and what's going on every planet in the inner solar system is a nuclear reactor. Our Earth is a nuclear reactor, which is why when radiation and nuclear reactions occur, they actually create larger hydrocarbon molecules. The gold theory was proposed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1951, a year before I was born in Detroit. And it proves when the tar balls landed on the coast of Louisiana, they were radioactive with thorium and other isotopes. So people should start to grasp that oil is not created by dinosaurs and ferns. The Russians knew this, and they drilled down 36 to 40,000 feet, which is a very big technical problem. They had a lot of accidents over the last five decades. But the Russians are the number one oil producer on Earth because they're drilling so deep. That's where the oil is. Hmm. So, interesting, hey? Well, it's not. You can create coal in 40 years or 30 years or less if you use the right conditions from material, but there's not enough biomass, even during the Jurassic and other periods of the ancient dinosaurs on Earth, to create the amount of coal that's present in the deep parts of the Earth that are well below the place where dinosaurs ever roamed. It's really quite funny. So let's talk about some of these surveillance things and the other issue about this virus. What makes you think
it's actually a bacteria.
What is it? What's the name again? Just to see if you can spell it out so people that are not don't have a computer can go check it on there. Find out what more information on it.
Well, it's called Elizabeth King. Yeah. So you spell Elizabeth, you add King, K-I-N-G, and then an I-A. And it's a superbug because they don't know how to get rid of it. It is a common bacteria. It's in the soil and water. But starting in February of this year, it's sick in 53 and killed 17 in Michigan and Wisconsin. And then in April, a couple months ago, another separate cluster of 10 cases occurred in Illinois and 6 died.
Now, you propose the idea of weaponization. It could be a natural weaponization or an artificial. In other words, working in a bioweapon lab, or do you think it could be weaponized by, let's say, increased ground-level ozone or UV light? Because we know that viruses are mutated faster from the higher levels of UV light. In the last 25 years, the amount of UV, B, C, and D higher light has increased from 23% of the spectrum to 73% of the spectrum of energy striking Earth. It's higher energy light and X-rays.
Well, part of the problem was they weren't looking for it. It causes it's a blood poison, and people who are in the hospital with serious diseases, they get something wrong with their blood, and they just say, "Well."
You think it's an observer bias? So, in other words, that we just weren't looking for it before, so we didn't see it. Do you think it might be a really new occurrence? Like, in other words, it was weaponized naturally or artificially?
I think it was brought over by someone who had it and spread around. And the reason I say that is because they're studying it in Indonesia and in the Central African Republic. And they've done quite a bit of research on it. They still don't know how people catch it. It occurs in soil and water, and most of the affected are elderly, but a few children have been affected. And the elderly with serious diseases are not going to be out walking around in soil or water.
Right.
And we can assume that our water treatment plants are killing bacteria. So we don't think that that they caught it without something. Without something happening. Now, the Illinois Department of Health took a proactive approach, and they've asked all their, the county local health departments to report all cases since the beginning of 2014. Now, until this year, so that's going back 2 years, they hadn't had any cases. But now they're starting to look in their records and realize that people weren't looking for it. So that's the other problem, is people weren't looking for it. They just say it mimics other blood disorders. So, it's probably because the person is septic or because they're sick or something like
that. Let's throw in a couple of theories. The first theory is that there's a change in the environment, so the virus or bacterium is getting weaponized. Just like we talk about the emergence of now after the 1947 discovery of Zika virus, it has only 15 base pair changes, but it's becoming a much higher rate. And there's a group of very uninformed doctors down in Brazil that think how the larvicide is actually causing microcephaly, which is foolishness. The fact is that the Zika virus is only 15 base pair changes out of 10,000 because it was an environment in hosts that are actually increasing the oxidative stress. And that is caused by the imbalance of genetics caused by the OX513A gene complex that can affect plants, animals, anything with double-stranded DNA. this bacterium could be either weaponized because the environment's getting more stressful on the organism. I've done research for the years over what's called Morgellons, and you've heard about Morgellons disease. A lot of people think it's like some kind of space nanoweapon thing. It's actually a mycobacteria from the soil, and it infects human beings because, again, it's been weaponized. It's probably weaponized naturally because the environment is getting more stressful, and these organisms also can travel around the world. So if they weaponize in some weird place in the middle of Africa or Asia because of travel, they can travel to other parts of the world. What I think is going on is both natural weaponization and the governments of the world, including small countries, playing around with these bioweapons because anybody can set up a bioweapon lab in a garage.
Okay. Well, my hypothesis is that the mosquitoes that transmit malaria to humans, they also transmit other viruses and parasites, and they
Absolutely.
Could be transmitting this bacteria.
Okay.
When you look at the global map of the distribution of malarial mosquitoes, this Anopheles mosquitoes has like 340 different strains, and one of them is particularly in the eastern part of the United States, and it's the Quadrimaculatusae, and we'll just call it the common malaria mosquito.
See, don't strain your vocal cords.
But you have to understand that, yes, but you have to understand that over in Africa they have a different common malaria mosquito.
Right.
But in any case, it ranges through the eastern half of the United States and into Canada and Mexico. Now, did you know that malaria was a big problem up until, about 67 years ago? And they finally were able to kill the mosquitoes and drain the swamps and, teach people about not letting mosquitoes breed any place on their property. But there is still some local transmission of this disease. Every year the CDC gets a few people. Most of them are people who travel and come in from foreign countries. But some of them are, they catch it from mosquitoes, from these common malarious mosquitoes. The favorite animal for the blood is human, followed by other large mammals. Each one of these different varieties has its own particular food that it likes. Now, this mosquito is considered a nuisance rather than a vector for disease now that we've wiped out the reasons for it being here, but it swarms, and so it really is a nuisance. But they've turned over the water source treatments to the local vector control districts, they make sure that the eggs that there's no water where the eggs can be laid.
Right.
The Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, and the Army Corps of Engineers, ACE, also eliminate breeding areas. Now this isn't in accordance to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. The common malaria mosquito carries diseases in addition to the parasite that causes malaria. Now, this parasite that causes malaria actually spends quite a bit of its life cycle inside the gut of the mosquito. And so the mosquito has to live long enough in order for the parasite to mature. And that sometimes is a problem for the mosquito and for the parasite, because if the mosquito dies early, then the parasite doesn't get transmitted to the human. The mosquito also carries dog heartworm and various viruses. It can also carry eastern equine encephalitis. So there's no reason for me to think that it couldn't carry a bacteria. I mean, if it's carrying a parasite, it can certainly carry a bacteria.
Yeah.
Since a bacteria is so much smaller than a parasite.
A lot of time when people are sick with one or another parasite or virus, they're often a sitting duck for the next one. When I would do tests at Immunosciences over the years in Los Angeles, previously in Beverly Hills, with Dr. Arista Vujadani, the average person that thought they had just, say, cytomegalovirus or inclined village Nevada virus, or so HDLV virus, they had five different pathogens, and this is just viral, let alone the bacterial pathogens in their body. I call it pathogen soup. So a lot of people that are sick aren't just sick due to one thing. And these pathogens will change the cell surface antigens because many of them are intracellular. And those antigens will make the person's body attack their own self because the antigens make the tissue look like it's non-self tissue. So the immune system is not tolerant to it and it attacks it. So a lot of people don't realize that autoimmune disease and cancer has very often a stealth pathogen that changes intracellular genetics and intracellular production of antigens on the cell surface so the body attacks it.
Well, that's right. And what they teach you in school, even at the doctorate level, is that the illness is caused by one thing. And then you get out in the real world, and you've got somebody that has five different things wrong with them, and you've got to learn how to sort that out. It's not an easy thing to do because one disease will trigger another. Okay, but the question is, why is it occurring now in the United States? I mean, just this year, starting in January and February, and then in April going into Illinois.
Right.
And, one of the reasons we've talked about the blood infections have not been attributed to Elizabeth Kingia. So there's been no need to find a source.
So they haven't had some type of culture. Some organisms are not easy to grow in culture either. So, like, for example, we have the organism in the bowel called Clostridium difficile. It's called difficile because it's so difficult to culture that they took years before they could actually grow it outside the person that died of, you know, toxic megacolon.
Yeah. The National Institutes of Health titled one of their documents, "Do Not Look and You Will Not Find." In other words, they haven't. Isn't that neat?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. If you don't look for something, you probably aren't going to find it.
Yeah, exactly.
However, it could be a biolaboratory weaponized common malaria mosquito to live longer, live long enough to incubate the bacteria and bite more humans. Or, because it occurs in Indonesia and the Central African Republic, it's possible somebody with it traveled into Wisconsin and somehow got the bacteria transferred to other people. Now, they're not quite sure how the transfer occurs, but the reports say that it's transmitted from the mother to the neonate. So, the early part of the fetus. So, is that possible that it could happen that way here in the United States? You know, somebody comes over and somehow it gets transferred to another person, a woman, and then it's transferred into that baby. And the baby, you know, if the incubation time for the Elizabeth Kingia bacteria is long enough, like, for instance, the incubation period for Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is about 70 years, well, then, yeah, it might,
I think what we're proving week to weekend is that there's a case to be taken for taking constantly every day antipathogenics, and we have three major ones that won't develop side effects, cause massive yeast overinfection like if you take typical antibiotics, or induce other illnesses like if you give a child under 5 repeated oral antibiotics and say you get gram-positive bacteria, you increase by 400 to 500% the chances of developing autism. And we have Neutrodyne, which is a very unique monoatomic Tesla-activated plasma superconductor form of iodine. It's a universal pathogen killer. That's number one. Number two, Allison Med, we have from Germany. 200 milligrams more Allison than Alamed from Peter Jostling. And then we have Silver 100. And by the way, there's other people that are marketing silver. They're garbage. Do not talk to me about it, okay? The only form of silver that kills anything is the ionic state. We have patents on this. The only complex form of silver, 100% in its lethal form to kill every pathogen and also stimulate your stem cells. So there's a case to be said for taking a antipathogenic constantly, one or more of these. Back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
I'd like to repeat this so people kind of get the message. Number one, we try to present the truth to people about the seriousness of these issues. We also try to prevent solutions. I am very disturbed by those who, what I call scaremongers, to try to scare the public. One of the latest movies out now is called Amerageddon, talking about EMP proof, like attacks on America. First off, that's not going to happen. The consequences to any country attacking us would be beyond devastating. Secondly, we don't have a Department of Defense, we have a Department of Offense. And that includes public health, whether it's ports of entry, airports, etc. Testing someone's temperature is a useless endeavor. They need to do PCR at the point of entry of someone coming in from an area of a country in the world where there's an alert out, and they need to have PCR for the specific pathogens they're looking for, and need to detain people for up to half an hour so they can be certain when they're coming in from these problem areas They're not bringing a pathogen. We'll later get into the vectors in the animal kingdom, such as mosquitoes and other voles or even pets, so it can then become embedded in our country. With international travel now, with the rise of super weapon and weaponizing labs around the world in many sought-off countries, this is a very grave danger, and we don't have a proper Department of Defense. We have a proper Department of Offense. Let's call it what it is. And what we're trying to do here is not be nice. Niceness means I'm going to lie to you to tell you things so that you'll like me. We will die for you. We'll prevent the truth to you, and we'll also bring you always solutions. So, and what we're trying to do here, and your website is really stellar. You do an amazing job. And I want people to understand, they're not going to find this source of information anywhere else. They're not going to find it on the blogosphere, or I call it the sewer net. That's why your blog is so important. And I want people, before we convert it to a pay-per-view blog, which I think Jim is working on, that they can donate and support what you're doing, because you put a lot of hours into this every week. So let's continue, please.
Well, yes, and the fatality rate for this bacteria is 30%. So we're not talking about something that is trivial. We're not talking about...
You don't know until you measure. For example, when I was doing internal medicine at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, I had a consult to see a patient down at a different hospital. So I went down to see this guy, and apparently what had happened is he had been shoveling sludge that had been pumped up by the local people in Aurora, Colorado, just as, south of Denver. And they pumped it into his cul-de-sac, and this old guy was shoveling it back down and splashed up and went up his nose. And a few days later, he started having seizures. So they brought him in the hospital with a CT scan, and he had an abscess in the frontal lobe of his brain. And he was acting in a demented fashion. So they didn't know what the hell to do. They were giving him all kinds of antibiotics. They hadn't actually done a nasal culture to find out not only if they're bacteria, but if they're fungi. So I said, I want to send this off not only to bacterial specialty labs, but I also, because I have background infectious disease, I want to send it off to a mycology reference lab. And we had one here in California and one in Osaka, Japan. And it turned out he had a very weird drug-resistant form of a pathogen that was growing with a fungus in his nose now. Mm-hmm. And that had also metastasized to his brain, just like you can get amoebic abscesses in your brain from swimming in bad water in Florida. And, of course, right. If you don't measure, you don't know. And the problem is people presume, and this, by the way, is particularly bad of doctors. If they hear hoofbeats, it's always horses. They never think it could be zebras. But zebras do happen, okay? So if you don't look for zebras, you're not going to find them.
Now, that's right.
And that's the big problem is, you see, doctors need to be scientists and logicians and philosophers first before they're healers. Because if you're a problem solver, you have to go back and presume you don't know anything before you actually jump to conclusions and then harm or kill a patient. And that means the public health of the whole public, too, because we are in a different world now where a pathogen can arise in a little village somewhere in South America, and a few months later, it's leaping all over the world. It could be a spontaneous mutation, or it could be one that's weaponized by either the increasingly stressful environment or somebody's bioweapon lab. Or just combining with the pesticides and crap we put in the environment itself.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And you have an important comment about the EEOC, the Equal Opportunities Commission. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, a U.S. District Court in Frankfort, Kentucky, has decided that the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, has the right to enter a business without, one, needing a warrant, or, two, the consent of the owner of the business. This allows the EEOC employees to enter and rummage around the private property of a business. Now, let's get into some of the details on this. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that a corporation is to be treated as a person. If this decision out of Kentucky is appealed, the court will have to decide if this ruling applies only to businesses that are not corporations. And, in fact, National Public Radio had a nice series. They said the court ruled, that's the Supreme Court ruled, that our corporations don't have a right against self-incrimination, for instance. but they are protected by the ban on warrantless search and seizure. So already we've got a conundrum. The lower courts are not agreeing with that.
Right.
And out of Wikipedia, as a matter of interpretation of the word person in the 14th Amendment, U.S. courts have extended certain constitutional protections to corporations. But there are people who oppose that, and they think that the state should decide how much protection should be given to corporations or to businesses. Now, this is just, to me, this just, you know, it makes me really angry because I don't think corporations are persons.
Oh, in fact, if you actually line up in a foolscap, a double sheet, and you line up the idea of zombie, you know, all the zombie movies, I Fear the Walking Dead series is on, I don't watch it, but my son does. Then you have to understand the definitions of a zombie is identical to the definition of a corporation, which is an undead person that can't die, has the rights of a person, but yet it basically can expand and grow like a metastatic cancer, but it can't die.
Well, you can understand my objection to EEOC employees having the right to enter without permission and without a warrant. I mean, that just doesn't make sense in any world.
Who made the decision? Was this within the Obama administration? Because I saw Jen Psaki, who's again the liar from the Department of the State Department, who tried to talk about Benghazi. Remember a few years ago, in the truth about Benghazi, Jen Psaki from the State Department came on, and she's enraged at Mr. Rosen, exposing the fact that she cut out 8 seconds of actual testimony given before the State Department. She needs to be fired and go to prison, and she can't just tilt her head down and smirk that she thinks she's going to get away with this. The same way as Hillary for president in 2016. It's a disgrace that she actually is allowed to run for president. It's a disgrace. It's sickening.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. And people need to start to saying, you know, what's going on here? Our government is our servants. They have delegated power from us. They should not lie to us. They should not get away with it. There should be consequences. And if anybody in the public did what the government does, they would be going to prison. So the government tries to do things that are moving us step by step toward a totalitarian state. And you had a follow-up comment about the fact they want to track us down to a cubic meter with their cell phones. Tell us about that issue now, because this all fits together like pieces of a very satanic puzzle to where they want to bring us.
Yes, well, this is another, this was another decision against the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment ensures that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. However, the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, decided that location data on your cell phone is not covered by this amendment to the Constitution. This decision was based on the right of the government to obtain data from third-party providers. For instance, the government can now get data from banks and charge cards and credit cards. So they said, well, this is the same thing. The Fourth Amendment, now listen to this, the Fourth Amendment doesn't say anything about cell phones, and
right.
So it doesn't apply. I mean, this is, come on, give me a break, people. The cell phone companies are considered to be third parties, and so when you hold up your phone and you're trying to get enough bars so that you can make a call, you are requesting a connection to the closest cell tower, and they say, well, then we can get that data.
See, that's not reasonable. That's unreasonable search and seizure. And here's what I say, just to be sarcastic. They don't need to actually put a tattoo on you or inject a chip in you or even request biometrics. All they need to do is make Velcro mandatory that no American shall travel anywhere except they Velcro their cell phone to a body part.
Oh. Well, that would work, too, I guess.
Yeah, and then just, they could have an executive order. Obama gets out of the wrong side of the bed in the morning, says, that's it, it's Velcro Day.
Well, you know, these are interesting times we live in. But
they're evil times. They're, I call, gutless passive times. One of the things that people should understand is that we want to clone bravery. We want to clone honesty. We want to clone the fact that people are no longer nice. Niceness, to me, my definition is I'm willing to lie to you to sell you something that you don't need or will harm you. I'm not nice, but I'll die for you for the truth. And the fact is, if we have more Americans to stand up like that, we recently had our, you know, Memorial Day, where we had a lot of Americans over the centuries now die for the right to us to have free speech. That could be gone in a heartbeat. If Obama, with his open border, says insufficient terrorism, they'll have a bipartisan bill that will strip the last of our rights. If the phone companies can get access, if the government can hack in fact, they already hacked over the so-called blocks at Apple, it means nothing you say or do can and will be handled against you. And they really are with Facebook and these other, they want to create a trail of the reality of who you are and what you do, so that the NSA and their proxies, which are Facebook and Twitter, that are now saying they're getting rid of hate speech, they want to get total control of the cybernetic version of you, and therefore when cash is gone, they got total control of you out there.
Well, I think that the cell phone companies already have a unique identifier on each cell phone. And
sure,
so
they do.
I
met in October of 1998 with the senior technical advisor of Tier 1 Science at Lockheed Martin at their special Skunk Works facilities, and he gave me the documents for the actual plan for the Mark of the Beast and said they need to bring in health care in order to do it, which, of course, they did under the Obama administration, which is why I call it Obamanation Care, which has, by the way, a plan to have a chip in all Americans by 2018, less than a year and a half away. Now, people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional, you're psychotic. You need to learn a skill that I learned at the age of 3 before I even went to school called reading. If you read the damn documents, you won't argue with me anymore. If you read the fact that they even have a code in there for death panels, even if you don't believe that there's a ICD-9 code for a guillotine in the healthcare plan of Obamacare, if you realize that they're killing people every week now, they either can't afford the copays because they can't get the thousands of dollars together for the copay, or they're on a death panel, so if they need a surgical procedure done, it's held off to an ethics committee that decides if they're valid to have either even conventional chemotherapy or a clipped aneurysm in their head. It's disgusting. And we have this idiot-in-chief, this liar-in-chief, this murderer-in-chief in the White House, this Islamic bisexual terrorist who's doing what we call a jihad of politics against us, and we just sit there passively when people like Jen Psaki puts her head down and says she's enraged that we would vilify her in the news media, that 8 seconds of an actual testimony is removed from the physical record. It's ridiculous. They get enraged that we catch them doing a crime. It's insane, isn't it?
Well, she did say that it was still in the written record.
Yeah, they removed it from the auditory record because they wanted to create a thing just like the news media inserts things like Katie Couric's recent report, where they inserted an eight second delay to try to give a different slant on what was said. Or they do, Telemundo goes and sets up a shoot at the California Trump rally as they're leaving and has somebody literally squatting down holding the Mexican flag outside while they're burning American flags. This isn't acceptable. It's not.
Well, that's right. They wanted to have a particular spin on it.
But it's beyond spin now. This is outright lying to us, and they don't talk about Bernie Sanders has got this massive rally. He's got 3,000. And Trump has 22,000, and 10,000 have to just be sent home because they can't make it in the stadium. And they don't report this because they want to say, well, he may not win California. Are you kidding? How many people in California are suffering?
Or he may win California.
By the way, and this doesn't include the legal Hispanic and other population black in California. It includes the illegals. Do you know that the jobs are drying up so much that a lot of the illegals are going back to Mexico because they can't even get work here?
Yeah,
so
I've heard.
When people think it's like this massive thing, we have a giant surge, for example, from Haiti coming across the San Ysidro into San Diego crossing point with their kids and everything and their toys and little suitcases because their own country is such a desperate mess. We need to help people in their countries, just like Donald Trump says. And we need the Gulf states to pay for it when we set up these safe zones so people can stay in Syria and Iraq where they want to be. They don't want to be in Europe and be persecuted. They don't want to be here trying to set up no-go zones or be persecuted by the local. Because once you persecute the local population, especially Americans, we're the nastiest people on earth when you cross us. You want to have a battle, you want to get annihilated, just pick a fight with us and you're dead. And that's the problem is, you see, Obama is such a fool. He thinks he's going to get away with this. The man is out of his mind. And remember, he's a demonic product of a family and an organization, the Deep Spook City. This guy is a spook. In fact, there's really good evidence that he was in Afghanistan and speaks Farsi and was over there in Afghanistan working for the CIA for the so-called lost years. That's why he's a Photoshop kid. Recently, even his birth certificate from Kenya has surfaced. And people still say, well, yeah, he was an American. No, he's not. And he applied here to Occidental University of California. He applied as a foreign student. I mean, this man, it does not exist. Barack Obama is a complete manufactured entity by people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Grand Chessboard author, and the CFR. They created this man, Soros, and his Saudi billionaire that provided the cash to even put him through Columbia University, which people don't even remember him in the so-called legal society that he was the editor of the local journal. They don't even remember him. It was like, Barack Obama, I don't remember him. I mean, that's how memorable he is. And again, remember now, Barack Obama, at least when he has a teleprompter, has a personality. When he doesn't have one, he's a bumbling idiot because he's obviously an ex-drug addict, so he can't connect thoughts together. So we got a problem, people. And the problem is we have gutless population. Barack Obama is the pimple on the abscess of the body politic of America. And the cure is a surgeon, Dr. President Trump. God's trump card. And if Dr. President Trump takes a scalpel to the abscess, the pimple is gone. And remember now, as you said, if I get in and become president, if Hillary hasn't gone into an orange jumpsuit in a federal prison, she's going afterwards. So the reason why she's scrambling now so hard is she's trying to prevent herself from going to prison for the crime she's committed by a private servitor in a broom closet with hacking like crazy into her secrets.
I mean, who puts a computer in their bathroom? I don't know anybody who does.
The real issue is she's so corrupt, she's making deals for arms sales, contracts with U.S. Government, et cetera, and so she had access to it. And what's really going on, these emails aren't just dealing with foreign secrets and people like Guccifer hacking in. She is hiding the fact that she's so corrupt, she's getting millions of dollars to her foundation for making deals with the State Department. And, of course, she had to roll over in bed instead of answering the phone to protect Senator Stevens, you know, Ambassador Stevens.
Yeah.
And so the fact is that she has blood on her hands, but she doesn't even admit it.
Yeah.
And we want to give this woman power to be president. She's out of her mind. I wouldn't care if she was, you know, she could be anything other than even a human being, but she is so incompetent and so evil. It's amazing that she's allowed to even run.
Okay, I want to get to Zika, and we do have some good news, and the good news has to do with the testing. You know, a lot of patients, like 80% of them, are carriers with no symptoms or very mild symptoms that they don't recognize. So the number of patients requiring a Zika diagnosis is multiplied by 5, and our public health systems can't keep up with that. Now, if we can't diagnose Zika, then it's hard to know when somebody is whether it's an STD, whether somebody should be having to meet the requirements of the sexually transmitted disease law.
Right.
And they think, in fact, Dr. Fauci from the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health in Atlanta, Georgia, he says, well, we may have. Well, we probably did underestimate the STD part of Zika, and that's because they're starting to find women who have Zika and never went anyplace. And so
they're transmitted by either a kiss or by sex, and if it could be transmitted by sex, it could be transmitted by shared food.
Shared food, saliva, lots of different things.
Share, going to 7-Eleven and sharing a big gulp. Maybe you got big gulp induced Zika.
That's right. You want to be very careful. Okay, yeah. So Professor Keith Pardee at the University of Toronto, that's in Canada, and an international team of collaborators has developed a new paper-based test. And in this test, a small sample of saliva, urine, or blood is applied to a postage stamp-sized paper with sensors specifically tuned to the Zika virus.
Right.
If the virus is present, even at low concentrations, the paper turns purple within the hour. Not only is this new technology cheap, costing less than $1 per test, it requires little or no training or equipment. And you know, they have trouble now because they have trouble distinguishing between Zika and dengue. But because of the specificity of this paper test, they can test exactly for Zika. And most incredibly, all of the test components can be freeze-dried onto paper disks and stored at room temperature until use. Now, I think that's great.
Now, here's what the problem is. It's almost like, you know, I call it the, let me call this, and you use this new term, I call the Trump effect. Donald Trump is naive. He frames problems as he sees them for the public, so at least at the public level. Like, if I build a wall, I'll stop all heroin coming into Vermont, right? Now, if you have a test like this, you have now an incompetent public health system. Now that you've taken from a level of incompetence where they're getting a failing score, and you move them to where they have no score at all. Because what are they going to do when they get this data? What are they going to do?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And before the break, you asked first, what my brief Zika, what I call first level Zika prevention protocol is. Number one, you need to take Allicin Med at least a capsule twice a day. The thiol compounds will prevent any biting insect from biting you. Second, I would recommend at least Nutri-Iodine. You can also add Silver 100. 15 drops of Nutri-Iodine three times a day in water. If you get a bite from an infecting insect, you want to actually put Nutri-Iodine on it immediately. You want to also take NutriDefense, which I've designed that has blocks the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and blocks the Fenton reaction for viruses to invade tissue planes, and blocks the receptor binding domain by blocking the polyphenol, which is the most powerful antioxidant in the world, in hydrous catechin. I bring it from a special lab in Japan. It's part of the component of my NutriDefense. That's the core treatment. You can also keep the body in what we call an alkaline state because pathogens cannot infect tissues unless you have a local acidic state. So power C plus is the most important. We also realize that when you're talking about DNA modification and the taking over of the endoplasmic reticulum, we have what we call apoptogenic agents such as malignant block, lactic acid from the terminal Chabulia plant, and full vitamin K2, menaquinone 7 with the power C that can prevent them. They basically will prevent viruses and or even prions from taking over the cellular replication process. And they'll be beyond repair. They'll make the cell commit suicide or apoptosis. So that's the basic protocol. And if you just take the top two or three things, I'd say the top three would be Allicin Med, Nutri-Dyne, and NutriDefense.
I had somebody ask me, they said, well, if a mosquito bites me, can I just suck out suck out whatever I can get from the mosquito bite?
No, not enough. You need to put Nutri-Dyne on immediately to kill the pathogens. You can suck it out, but it's not going to stop it. It doesn't mean it's already got... When you get an injection, like a micro needle or whatever, even a diabetic needle, that's gone through your circulatory system. In 7 seconds, it's gone from your periphery to your heart. 7 seconds. Amazing. Eh?
Okay.
So that.
All right.
So fast
well, I want to talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about Zika virus as of May 25th. That's the latest that the CDC is publishing. They're saying we have almost 600 travel-associated cases reported in the United States. Now, you have to understand that those are the ones that were reported, and 80% of them are not reported. So you'd have to take 600 times 5, which is 3,000. So there's really 3,000 cases, travel-associated cases, in the United States.
Right, but then if 80% of those are asymptomatic, you've got to take 3,000 multiplied by 5 again, so you get 15,000 real cases of carriers that can then transfer the virus into the endemic insect population or other vectors.
And 11 of those were sexually transmitted, and one of them resulted in a Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Really?
Now, in the U.S. territories, they have 1,000 locally acquired cases reported, and so you take the 1,000 and multiply it by 5, and you get 5,000.
Wow.
So it's really important to remember that they're only seeing 1/5 of the cases that there really are.
Yeah, and you made a very important point. You'd never know what you're dealing with unless you investigate. And you can presume that things are a certain way, and when you start investigating, you find out your previous paradigm or your model of what you thought was going on is completely wrong, and it's very different and probably a lot nastier than you can imagine. We don't have a Department of Public Health defense. We've got a public health that's incompetent, and when we do get all this data from this little paper test, what are they going to do with it? I don't think they have any plan whatsoever that'll work. We have to start from scratch. We'll talk about it in the recap.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.